Our reporter Mike Perkins has spent the day in Warrington talking to fans and people who knew the band. One of them was Johnny Gibson, a previous member of the group. He travelled from Birmingham to be in the town today.
For about 2 years of my life, you know, we spent every living moment together. We were always at Chris's having drinks and, you know, doing gigs. We've got really fond memories. And the whole of Warrington is just, it's horrible. There's just a horrible atmosphere here. Everyone's so sad. And I just felt I needed to come home to even believe it was true. You know, being in Birmingham, I couldn't, it didn't process. There was nothing to sort of reference. You know, I had to come home to sort of get to grips with it and see everybody.
What was it like when you read that news for the first time, and where were you and how did you find out about it?
I was in my room at home alone. I had a missed call off Frank, and then he texted my girlfriend saying something's happened to Chris and Jack. Before I'd had a chance to call him back, somebody sent me the news article, which didn't say names or the band. And my first thought was, you know, Viola Beach in Sweden, oh my God. And I rang him, and he was upset. And I didn't believe it, but it turns out, it was definitely true. I didn't really know what to do. You know, I didn't go into work the next day. And I thought, I'll try and distract myself. So I went on a walk. I ended up in this sort of, like, farm thing. It's like a petting zoo. And there was a TV, and it came on the news. And I just thought, you know, I need to go home. I can't stay out here. I need to go back home. In Viola Beach were becoming Warrington's claim to fame, really. You know, they were really taking off. I think it's just going to live on. I can't see them being forgotten. They knew so many people. I mean, all four band members were from different parts of town, and there's just such a wide range of people that actually know them. And I think it's good, the support we're seeing, and this campaign to get them to number one. So everybody's downloading their song off iTunes, Swings and Water Slides. I think it's already at fourth, so they're trying to get it to number one as a tribute. So it's really good that everyone's coming together. But obviously, you know, it doesn't make up for the tragedy that's happened.